All right, I'm back. So, continuing where I left off, the whole gentrified taco thing, yeah, it blows, but I will say spending your money on sweets is where it's at. Like, I went to a vegan bakery, vegan fucking bakery. I don't know how the fuck they make sweets with no eggs, no flour, 'cause I think they do gluten-free too. But yeah, it kind of blows my mind, dog. But I dropped like $4 on each donut, and I must say it is well worth it. It is so worth it that when I was pulling out of the parking lot, there was this bitch that would not let me in to make a right turn on the main road, and it wasn't because she was an asshole. She was fucking texting and driving, dude. She was driving, phone to the fucking face, using both hands to text. And while she was doing that, she had a 6 car gap in front of her. Like, that, it was a big fucking gap after the light was green. And I'm just looking at her like, bitch, are you fucking stupid? And I have bad road rage, dude. Like, I fucking, at the top of my lungs in my car, I screamed, "You fat fucking bitch," as I proceeded to shove this fucking $4 donut down my fucking throat. Like, that shit, bro. That donut was heaven sent. I would definitely make love to that donut, dog. There's a hole in that thing for a reason, and that's for me to fucking shove a finger through there, feel around it, and take a bite, and then continue to pleasure myself. And it was well fucking worth it. Every single bite was like Elton John was right next to me, and I wasn't even in the car anymore. I was on some kind of rainbow colored magic carpet, and we were just flying over the city of Orlando, and he was just singing to me, and I was just eating this donut, and we both had on our fucking fish tank high heels, and we were just dancing away, and he was just singing out loud to me, and I was just on cloud nine. And by the time I got home, I realized I wasn't with Elton John. I was going back to my shitty studio apartment where I overpay because I live in a gentrified part of the neighborhood, and I don't even have a decent washer or dryer unit in there because it dries with warm water and fucking pressure. But enough about that. So yeah, back to this fucking donut thing, dude. I can't get over the donuts. It's, if I was not fat, I think I would spend 50% of my fucking income on sweets. There's something about sugar high that just gets you fucking going. Like, if I could, I would buy Oreos, remove all the fucking cookie part of it, and place the cream in between another part. And just fucking make a 10-foot high fucking sandwich and just sit there and shove it down my goddamn fucking throat. And that's how fucking much I enjoy sweets. Dog, I invented Nutella on a fucking Pop-Tart, dog. That shit was so good, I took off all my fucking clothes like I was on fucking ecstasy. It was a euphoric fucking ride, dude. I fucking smeared Nutella all over my body, broke the Pop-Tarts and crumbled them up all over my chest, and I was just rubbing it in and just fucking getting in there, dude. I was fucking getting in there. I was just fucking rubbing myself in Nutella all over and just fucking licking it off my chest. It was amazing. I loved every single minute of it. Yeah, you can tell I get real deep about food and sweets, and I don't know, man. It's just simple things in life that get me. And I must say, sweets, especially Nutella, dog, I'll put Nutella on everything. I will take a chicken sandwich from Burger King, a fucking, that shit is a welcome mat slapped between two fucking pieces of brick, and I'll put Nutella on that and say it's the greatest fucking thing since sliced bread. Or canned bread, because canned bread's fucking good. Never had it, but still, it must be good because it's in a fucking can. All right, but yeah, that's enough about my little rant and glorification of food. I got 8 seconds left, so I'll be back in the next few days after something stupid happens or I enjoy something else.